Blackstone Audio presents Brooklyn by Cullum Tobin. For Peter Strauss. Part 1. Eilish Lacey, sitting at the window of the upstairs living room in the house on Frary Street, noticed her sister walking briskly from work. She watched Rose crossing the street from sunlight into shade, carrying the new leather handbag that she had bought in Clary's in Dublin in the sale. Rose was wearing a cream-colored cardigan over her shoulders. Her golf clubs were in the hall. In a few minutes, Eilish knew, someone would call for her, and her sister would not return until the summer evening had faded. Eilish's bookkeeping classes were almost ended now. She had a manual on her lap about systems of accounting, and on the table behind her was a ledger where she had entered, as her homework on the debit and credit sides, the daily business of a company whose details she had taken down in notes in the vocational school the week before. As soon as she heard the front door open, Eilish went downstairs. Rose, in the hall, was holding her pocket mirror in front of her face. She was studying herself closely as she applied lipstick and eye makeup, before glancing at her overall appearance in the large hall mirror, settling her hair. Eilish looked on silently as her sister moistened her lips, and then checked herself one more time in the pocket mirror before putting it away. Their mother came from the kitchen to the hall. "You look lovely, Rose," she said. "You'll be the belle of the golf club." "I'm starving," Rose said, "but I've no time to eat." "I'll make a special tea for you later," her mother said. "Eilish and myself are going to have our tea now." Rose reached into her handbag and took out her purse. She placed a 1-shilling piece on the hall stand. "That's in case you want to go."